To be sure, his idea of chopping up energy into quanta for the oscillators was rather strange, but it would be ironed out in time. All believed that it was nothing more than the usual theorist's sleight of hand, a neat mathematical trick on the path to getting the right answer. It had no true physical significance. What continued to impress his colleagues was the accuracy of his new radiation law. Nobody really took much notice of the quantum of energy, including Planck himself. Early one morning, Planck left home with his 7-year-old son, Erwin. Father and son were headed to nearby Grunewald Forest. Walking there was a favorite pastime of Planck's, and he enjoyed taking his son along. Erwin later recalled that as the pair walked and talked, his father told him, "Today I have made a discovery as important as that of Newton." When he recounted the tale years later, Erwin could not remember exactly when the walk took place. It was probably sometime before the December lecture. Was it possible that Planck understood the full implications of the quantum after all? Or was he just trying to convey to his young son something of the importance of his new radiation law? Neither. He was simply expressing his joy at discovering not one but two new fundamental constants, K, which he called Boltzmann's constant, and H, which he called the quantum of action, but which physicists would call Planck's constant. They were fixed and eternal, two of nature's absolutes. Planck acknowledged his debt to Boltzmann, having named K after the Austrian, a constant that he had discovered in his research leading up to the blackbody formula. Planck also nominated Boltzmann for the Nobel Prize in 1905 and 1906. By then it was too late. Boltzmann had long been plagued by ill health, asthma, migraines, poor eyesight, and angina. Yet none of these were as debilitating as the bouts of severe manic depression he suffered. In September 1906, while on holiday in Duino near Trieste, he hanged himself. He was 62. And though some of his friends had long feared the worst, news of his death came as a terrible shock. Boltzmann had felt increasingly isolated and unappreciated. It was untrue. He was among the most widely honored and admired physicists of the age. But continuing disputes over the existence of atoms had left him vulnerable during periods of despair to believing that his life's work was being undermined. Boltzmann had returned to Vienna University for the third and last time in 1902. Planck was asked to succeed him. Describing Boltzmann's work as one of the most beautiful triumphs of theoretical research, Planck was tempted by the Viennese offer, but declined.